Thanks for calling customer service. My name is Maya. I may assist you today.
Yes, ma'am. I ordered a couple of things from y'all, and I paid for those and got those in. But then there was another unauthorized charge on my bank account from y'all for $109, and I needed to get that stopped.
Yes, ma'am. Can I please have your zip code?
79720.
79720, is that correct?
I'm sorry.
79720, is that correct, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I please have the first and last name?
Parnell is my last name, and Vicky is my first name.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for that. Can you please verify your ship address?
It's 403 Dallas Street, Big Spring, Texas, 79720.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for that. I do see the charge on your account, the 109, for our keto gummies. How are you liking the gummies so far?
Well, I haven't taken them. I did order two things, which was a 30 amount of the gummies, and it was like $5.97 or something like that. And then I got something else that was six something, but I didn't order the thing for the $109.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand. What you did pay for with the $6.97 is our shipping enhancement fee. But the $9.99.97 is our total fee for the product.
Okay, that's not what the ad said.
Yes, ma'am.
It said the total price was six something or five something was the total of the gummies. And then they asked me if I wanted to order something else, which was a six something. And I put no, but it went ahead and did it. So I went ahead and accepted those, but I did not authorize the $109 to be on my account.
Yes, ma'am.
And if I haven't opened anything, so if I need to send it back, I can send it back.
Yes, ma'am, but you do have the keto gummies.
Yes, they came, but I haven't opened anything, so I can send it all back because the $100 thing I didn't agree to.
Come in. If you do have the keto gummies, the product, I cannot refund you because you do have the product.
No, I can send it back because I didn't order anything for $109. I ordered something for $5.97, and I got that, which was the keto gummies, and it said it was $5.97. It did not say $109. And I don't care about, I mean, I'm not asking for a refund for the $5.97, which were the keto gummies. The refund is for the $109, which I didn't authorize.
Yes, ma'am. I can get you. Oh, wait one second.
So if you will just give me your address, I will send all the products back and you can cancel all three of the charges.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand, but I don't have an address that I can give you. But I can go ahead and get you refunded.
Okay.
For I give you a 35%.
I don't want the product anymore.
Yes, ma'am.
You can keep the two payments for the $5 and the $6, but I want the $109 refunded on my card.
Yes, ma'am. I give you 35% of your refund.
No, ma'am. I want $109 of the refund because I did not authorize that.
Yes, ma'am. I will talk to my manager about it. Give you a full refund.
Okay, can I talk to your manager, please?
Hold on, wait one second.
Hey, I think they're waiting for you in chapel. 8:45. I told Morgan if you weren't here yet to just open the door and go on in.
Ma'am.
Yes.
I can get you refunded full off and gone. I'll do that now.
I would like to talk to your manager, please.
And I want to go and get your account canceled so you won't worry about any proper charges. So, ma'am, I did refund you fully. It should go back to your account 3 to 5 business days, depending on your bank.
For the $109?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service.
Thank you.
And my name is Maya. Have a nice day.
Bye-bye.